that just come back about 11:30, 12:30?
No, about 12:45. See, I'm giving you my lunch hour plus a little more. I can remember a little boy from Macon, Georgia. He's supposed to come, his name is Leonard, come forth from rich folks. You know, he's talking just like a nigger. Yassa, yes sir, yes sir. Please sir, yes sir. I told him one day, I said, Mike, you just say, yeah, no, like that. Well, he says, you know, sir, where I come from, sir. You know, I was in search, sir, about 034. We weren't raised like that, sir. We were taught to say, sir, and yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, sir.
When I was growing up, did they try to teach me to say, sir, ma'am?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just, to a reasonable extent, but you don't overdo it.
Yeah.
Where are we at, Sue?
If you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say you did what?
Cleared the land.
And when you cut the hay off a piece of land and enough grows back so you can cut it again the same year, you'd call that?
The second cutting.
What would you call a crop that hadn't been planted but comes up anyway?
Volunteer.
What sort of thing would come up volunteer?
Practically everything you grow on the farm. You got sweet potatoes come up volunteer, Irish potatoes come up volunteer, mustard comes up volunteer if it grows to seed, cabbage does the same thing, corn, bean, anything. In other words, you can shred off a cornfield if it has soybeans in it, and if you don't even go back and cultivate it next spring, there's still going to be some volunteer corn come up and volunteer bean. That holds true with anything you grow on the farm. You'll get volunteer plants.
Say, you take fodder of wheat and tie that up into a...
I forget what they call that, but we don't do that around here. Never did. What do you call it? What do they call it there again?
Sheaf or bundle or bond.
See, like I've heard them refer to it as a bind, I don't remember anything else. But they don't do that here, you see.
And talking about how much wheat could be raised to an acre, you say you raised 40?
Bushels.
Huh?
Bushels.
Okay. What do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
We use the term thrash.
Okay, so you say oats.
You thrash oats.
And
now, some people say you harvest oats. Well, in harvesting oats, you only get the seed, but now you're talking about separating what? The husk from the oat itself?
That's
now there's another term there, I don't know what, it's not the word thrash. I don't know what it is.
Do they ever raise that around here?
Yeah, you have oats around here. I can take you out and shoot 100 acres. My cousin does that. He raises them, but he only thrashes them and gets the seed with the husk on. See? And sells that.
Say if there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you could say
make
we'll,
love.
Huh?
Make love.
You could say we'll have to do it, or you could say, instead of using the word we, how would you say that?
Instead of using the word we, let's do it.
What about, would you ever say you and I, or me and you?
Well, yeah, you say you and I will do this, or let's do this, if we already know we're going to do it.
Okay.
But if it's something we haven't planned to do, that you and I will do this. See?
What if you're talking about another man and yourself? You
he and I.
Okay. And you say,
you checking my English here?
You would never say me and him or him and me? Or
you and me sometimes.
Okay.
See?
You say, he doesn't want just you or just me for that job. He wants...
I didn't follow that again. Come again?
If he wants